Part 3. Aunt Betsy. In London, I worked in a factory. I washed and put labels on bottles all day. It was very hard work, and the other boys laughed at me and treated me badly. I was 10 years old with no father or mother. I was very unhappy. I lived with Mr. and Mrs. Micawber and their children. Mr. Micawber was a tall man with a bald head like an egg. He always spent more money than he had. He always owed money to shopkeepers.
Mr. Micawber will be a great man one day,
Mrs. Micawber said.
He is the father of my children and my husband. I will never leave him.
Mr. Micawber went to prison because he owed so much money. Finally, the Micawbers left London to go to Plymouth. Now I had no friends. I decided to run away. I knew that my father's aunt, Betsy Trotwood, lived near Dover, about 80 miles from London. I didn't know her, but she was my only relative in all the world. I had a little money and a suitcase, but a young man in the street stole everything from me. I decided to walk to Dover. The journey took a few days. I sold some of my clothes to buy food. There were bad people on the road. I was very afraid. I finally arrived in Dover. I was dirty, penniless, weak, and very hungry. In Dover, I asked where Miss Betsy Trotwood lived. I walked up to the top of a cliff. There, I found a small cottage. When she saw me, Miss Betsy shouted,
"No boys! No boys here!"
"I am David Copperfield." She was very surprised. She called Mr. Dick, a man who stayed with her. He was simple but very gentle and kind.
"What can we do with the boy, Mr. Dick?"
she asked.
"Give him some food, wash him, and put him to bed,"
he replied.
"Excellent advice, Mr. Dick," she said.
I soon discovered that Aunt Betsy was very kind. She wrote to Mr. Murdstone and told him where I was. 2 days later, he arrived with Miss Murdstone.
"He is a very bad boy, Miss Trotwood. We will take him home and punish him."
"My brother was very kind to him and found him a job, but he ran away,"
explained Miss Murdstone. I trembled. Aunt Betsy asked Mr. Dick,
"What can we do with the boy?"
"Buy him some new clothes,"
said Mr. Dick.
"Leave my house,"
said Aunt Betsy to the Murdstones.
"I believe you mistreated this boy,"
she shouted.
"I'll look after him."
I was safe.